Which of the following roles on the board do you see yourself primarily playing and why? Catalyst, warning bell, contrarian, peacemaker, fiscal watchdog, ethical compass, cheerleader, or is there some other role you think you would play?
Hunter Van Valkenburg.
Could you read them out, please?
Point of order?
Yes,
is
ma'am.
Is it possible for them to have the list in front of them as it goes down the row?
I could write them down.
Yeah.
A list of what in front of them?
The list of what they're picking
the
from.
The roles.
It's a long list.
Well, I don't have such a list that
but
I
he's picking one.
Maker, ethical, yes. Leader.
Catalyst, warning bell, contrarian.
I can recite the list again if that's what you would like.
Yeah, please.
Sure.
Please.
Catalyst. Warning bell. Contrarian. Peacemaker. Fiscal watchdog. Ethical compass. Cheerleader. And I'll recite the list again a little bit faster. Catalyst, warning bell, contrarian, peacemaker, fiscal watchdog, ethical compass, cheerleader, or some other role.
Well, I would like to hope that I'd be a combination peacemaker and warning bell. And then I generally play well with others. I believe it's always better to attract flies with honey than vinegar. But on the other hand, as an attorney, one of the things that I've been saying is that I would use those legal skills to scrutinize what the board is doing and make sure that we are not only doing what is required by law, but also to make sure that we're not doing anything that isn't required by law when we think we might be. I would certainly not like to let the board of the district make any precipitous moves that are going to be unwise in the future. We'll get into one of those later. There's a lot of things here. I'll stick with those two.
Okay. Thank you very much. Jeffrey Harrell, roles on the board.
I would say not in a cop-out sense that I can't pick one because different issues will mean that you'll have to present yourself in different ways, depending on what's happening with the board. One that seems like would not be picked is contrarian, but I think there are times when you might be the person that is that opposite voice. Needed on a certain issue. So I would say that it would depend on the issue, which one I would be. I think I would be comfortable doing any one of them.
Okay, thanks. Jack Panich, roles on the board.
Okay, well, anybody who knows me and my leadership style knows that I'm a huge cheerleader. I think it's important, I think morale is important, and I think that I'm also a huge team member, but the one, as Jeffrey pointed out, element that I am not and try never to be is contrarian. Certainly there are points that have to be made, and you make the point. If your idea doesn't sell in the marketplace of ideas and seven members, then you leave it and you move on. So, you know, I get the sense with contrarian that basically you stick to it and you know, don't see realities and hold your ground unnecessarily, and I don't think that would be appropriate with a board and the dynamics of the board. But I do think that I would be an ethical compass. I've worked for government for most of my legal career, not only just working for government, but I've been part of the system of taxation, and if you don't have respect for government with taxes, the system falls apart and government doesn't run. So it's a really hugely important role. Fiscal watchdog, certainly, because of my background. Warning bell, you got to see the future. Catalyst, absolutely. And peacemaker, definitely.
Okay, thanks very much. Don Wilkerson, roles on the board.
All right. Well, I'd have to agree with Jack on this one. I think I would see parts of all of this come through at different points in my leadership. I think I would definitely be a catalyst. I actually would pick a contrarian and ethical compass. I think we really need someone who's here to take a bold step and make change and take the district to new heights. So I would definitely go with catalyst on that. From a contrarian standpoint, I think we need someone who's willing to ask questions and take a different perspective so we can see the full picture. And from an ethical compass, I really think we need to think about our kids and our community. We need that stakeholder approach to leadership that also takes into consideration what our children need. Thanks.
Thank you. Susan Basquet, roles on the board.
Thank you for such an interesting question. Well, I've been on the board for 11 years now, and I think I've played every one of these roles, some to a higher degree than others. But one of the roles that I found myself over the last year since we've added Dr. Swift to our school is the role of cheerleader. I've been very impressed with her work, her engagement with the community. It's made a difference amongst ourselves as board members. So I have been happily playing cheerleader, and I'd like to do more of that in the future. Another role that I would say I would play, hope to play if I'm reelected, is that of mentor. And that's mentoring the newbies on the board. I had a horrible first year on the school board. I don't know if y'all could have told, could tell. There was a lot of learning to do. There was a lot of politicking. Just even the very first day, it was, welcome to the board, now we got to choose a president. And I didn't know any of the people, really. So what I would hope to do as a mentor, again, is advise the newbies. They'll get through it. There is a lot. Encourage training. Encourage networking. With the newbies as well as with us oldies, is that a word? But there is a lot to learn, but it's a wonderful thing to do, to serve our community on behalf of our children. So I think my favorite role would be that of a mentor.
Okay, thanks. Roland Zulo.
Got two mics.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I can take
this
that
is
one
good. I'm going to choose a role that's off the list. And I'm doing that because you said it's okay.
I did.
Not because I'm contrarian. Okay. I guess, you know, where I see my role in this is I, as an objective analyst, I like to understand a topic, get the facts, do the analysis, and come up with the best decision possible, and to get that kind of analysis out to the public as well. So, you know, to give you an example, it just so happens that tonight I brought some analysis for you. It's on the table outside. It has to deal with the annexation question, which I know is a huge burning question for many people in this district. And so I made about 30 copies. I know that's not enough now, but you're welcome to take that with you as an example of the kind of work I'll do, the kinds of effort I'll put forward to try to bring clarity to some of the questions you might have as a leader and a parent in the district. So I would choose that objective analyst, which wasn't one of your choices.
But it's still allowed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chad Manley, rules on the board.
Actually, I would pick two, and it would be ethical compass and cheerleader. Ethical compass because I would want to make sure that everything we do on the board is above board, that we are transparent, that we look at all sides, that we make decisions that will focus on the students and the betterment of our educational programs. I would also be a cheerleader for the district because we are an exceptional district and we need to let people know that. We need to let them know whether it's what we do in each building, what we do at the board level, what we do with the administrators, but we need to let people know all of the good things that Ann Arbor Public Schools does. So, first of all, again, I would be an ethical conscious because I want to make sure we do everything right, and I want to make sure everybody has a piece in it and is involved in it, and that we are transparent.
Thank you. Donna Lisinski rolls on the board.
Thank you. I see myself coming to the board as a catalyst, and that would be continuing my role in the community over the past decade. Beginning about 7 years ago, I participated in the creation of the Ann Arbor Public Schools Strategic Plan, developing the vision and the mission with over 40 other community members. And in that vision, we opened the door to personalized learning. We foresaw the future and the implementation of technology throughout our classrooms. When I was at Haseley, I was at Haseley as a parent for over a decade, longer than I've been just about anywhere else, a decade. I saw that kids were slipping back. They were working hard in the classroom, but every year they were slipping back. And so I began the Think to Summer Learning Program, which now is across the district, across the nation, known as the ThinkStretch Summer Learning Program, and directly addressed an achievement problem that I saw, working together, listening to teachers and parents, and bringing change, positive change to the district. I see myself as a catalyst with our millages. I'm working with the leadership after the board puts a millage onto the ballot, and working with 6 or 8 other folks in the community who are the leadership, who go out and talk to every school about how we need to support our community with financial resources, and having our community respond with approval rates of 70 to 81% on those millages, resulting in $124 million additional for our schools to fund things like technology in the classroom, to drive our vision of personalized learning and every student succeeding to their fullest potential. So I see myself as a catalyst, and I see myself as being that catalyst through continuing to listen to the community.
Okay, thanks. Now we're going to the other end of the table. Christine Stead rolls on the board.
Thank you. One role that we haven't really discussed yet tonight is the role of service leadership. And if the role of a trustee is anything, it's a role of service leadership. What that means to me is that we take the role of local voice and governance very seriously. I think our work this past year was a good example of really listening to our community about what we needed in the Ann Arbor Public Schools to make it a vibrant, exciting place to be again. It also required leadership. Leadership at a time where our schools, our traditional public schools, have been very much under attack. How do we create a path that makes Ann Arbor sustainable, viable, and exciting for all students? And that's a great example of the kind of work that this role, frankly, requires. It requires a lot of dedication and commitment, transparency, frankly, some honesty and bold leadership value. So that's the role I will continue to serve, should I be reelected. Thank you.
Thank you.